Okay, let's edge carefully back to the nuances behind his numbers. Our perception of a threat, as we just heard, is influenced in part by what we see or hear about it. And right now we're hearing a lot about ISIS and the airstrikes the U.S. military is carrying out against the radical militants in Iraq and Syria. But many Americans are also hearing this. ISIS militants are plotting to enter the U.S. via the Mexican border. A number of conservative politicians have been saying that, but is it a real threat? Depends whom you ask, as reporter Christopher Livesay found out.
Lizards are the only things crossing the border on this sweltering afternoon, at least as far as we can see here in the Arizona desert, just inches from Mexico. And Border Patrol agent Art Del Cueto isn't taking any chances.
You need to keep your voice down in this area because it's an area that's very notorious for drug smuggling. It's very notorious for people smuggling. I've caught, you know, people.
It's also an area that's vulnerable to Islamic terrorists, he says. Earlier this month, rumors of ISIS militants at the border began popping up in internet chat rooms. That's put Border Patrol agents on high alert, says Del Cueto. The porous border fence is their biggest concern.
I mean, it's... You pull this up.
I am literally... Half of me is in Mexico right now.
Now I'm back in the United States. I mean, that's how easy it is.
But I mean, do you expect, for instance, that ISIS, or any terrorist group for that matter, is already working on passing the border?
You have to. With the intel that we've received and the training we've received, you have to be expecting it. Okay. You have to have that extra level of alertness.
Apart from intelligence that you can't share with me, is there any kind of hard evidence?
The intel that we have is hard evidence.
You just can't share it?
Yes, correct. It's very hard evidence. It's pictures. It's debriefings of individuals. It's hard evidence.
But just to be clear, that's stuff that you can't share with the public.
I cannot share that with the public, no.
But not everyone is taking his word for it.
I guess you could call it fear-mongering.
Beto O'Rourke is a Democratic congressman from El Paso who sits on the House Committee on Homeland Security.
We had before us last week the Secretary for Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, the Director for the National Counterterrorism Center, and the Director of the FBI. And each of them said there is no organized terrorist operation that's on the southern border threatening the United States.
So why are Border Patrol agents taking the rumors so seriously? One reason is this man.
John Guandolo. I'm the founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com.
Guandolo is a former FBI agent who travels the country warning law enforcement of the dangers of Islamic Jihad. He's known for making some pretty bold, some say outrageous, claims.
The Muslim advisors to the Department of Homeland Security, all of them at the senior levels, we identified as members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Where leaders in DHS are working directly with known Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood people, which is actually what's going on. Not speculation, per evidence. And I demonstrate.
He goes so far as to accuse Attorney General Eric Holder of complicity in an alleged jihadist plot to take over America. Meanwhile, Islamic terrorists are entering the U.S. freely through the Mexican border, he claims. A little more than a week ago, he repeated those assertions at a meeting of 300 law enforcement officers in Arizona.
Yes, there were people from Border Patrol. Every one of them that was here said that they did not know this information. They thought it was critical that they did know it, and it is going to definitely affect how they do business.
I think there is a grave security concern here if we are focused on the wrong threat.
Again, Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
As it doesn't mean that there couldn't in some time in the future be such a threat, doesn't mean we shouldn't be vigilant against the possibility, but today, to the best of our knowledge, there is no threat, nor has there ever been.
In the meantime, serious dangers like the drug trade and human trafficking still lurk at the border. And he says ISIS terrorists, many of whom have U.S. citizenship, stand a far better chance of entering the country on a U.S. passport at a major airport.
I have three doors in my house. I lock all three doors the same when I go to bed.
Back at the border, Art Del Cueto says Customs and Border Protection isn't wasting time or energy chasing after ISIS phantoms. They're doing their jobs, pure and simple.
Doesn't matter if they're terrorists or not terrorists, if they're related to ISIS or not. If you're coming into this country illegally, if you're coming in this country without being detected, and you're going out of your way not to be detected, then you're a terrorist in this country, and it needs to be taken care of.
For the World, I'm Christopher Livesay at the U.S.-Mexico border.